This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Mad Max Thunderdome.
This guy is like,
they're coming from Guatemala. They're coming from Mexico. There's a liberal mob that's coming.
Hey, you want a drop? You want a drop?
I'll leave this place.
Who are the president?
You ain't supporting
Muslims. And you would think everybody in the country is just like to the bunker.
Never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. It's a big club. And you ain't in it.
And you said recently, quote, when you give, they do whatever the hell you want them to do.
You better believe it.
So what specifically did they do?
If I ask them, if I need them, you know, most of the people on this stage I've given to, just so you understand, a lot of money.
You and I are not in the big club. The owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You know my website, it's Infowars.com, and it is jam-packed with important news. If you truly want to be an informed American, it's better than any newspaper you'll find out there. It's got mainstream alternative news, government documents, posted email, streaming audio, streaming video. I'm pretty proud of this site. It's Infowars.com. You'll definitely want to visit it.
Around this network about Alex Jones, for example.
Alex Jones, the far-right conspiracy theorist who is apparently... Alex Jones.
Scum! Russian scum!
InfoWars comes to mind.
let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope.
January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products, and it'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, t-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, Signed or Unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
It's Alex Jones.
Longing for the sun, you will come to the island without me. Longing for the sun, we will come on the island many miles away from home. We will come on the island without
me. All right. Welcome back. We are into hour number two. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We are about to break down the latest information on the thousands of pages of documents finally released in the last 24 hours by one of the court cases dealing with Jeffrey Epstein that is just a pinhole, a keyhole into the larger world of Western intelligence agencies, Mossad, right there at the center of it, MI6, CIA. And then I want to talk about the latest developments and then our guest that's really been deeply focused on this, Jason Burmes, is going to leave for an hour next hour and continue to research and then come back and host the fourth hour today. But here's the good news. This is breaking big time. Just look at X alone, our last few reports. Look at this one. Exclusive, the Biden Justice Department, FBI, is hiding hard drives, tapes shot by Jeffrey Epstein and the intel agencies chronicling their abuse of children. That video, look right here, has 4 million views. If you add up just the last three videos I put out with Jason, they've got over 8 million views on my Real Alex Jones X account. And just doing a quick look this morning, it's been copied everywhere else, and I saw more than 10 million views in the last 2 days. 10 million views. And I'm showing you some of those right now. So great job, everybody, sharing it. This is a live feed. You can share it right now on X at Real Alex Jones. You can share that link everywhere, and it gets out to the rest of the Internet. This is an information war. And right now, a giant hole in the Berlin Wall, the electronic Berlin Wall of censorship protecting this thing, is going down. So we'll get into the documents right now, the next 15-something minutes. Then Jason will go back to research. He'll come back and host the fourth hour. And then we're going to take both of these hours, and we're going to post them to X so you can use the truth, which is the weapon against the lies. But let me just give you just a few subjects here. We can put some of this on screen. Just type in Muslim rape gangs protected by British government. You'll get mainstream news. Thousands of girls per town or city alone, and that all just gets quietly shut down. But they're using them, because in a lot of the Islamic countries, women are seen as animals, to organize and run the slaves as young as 8 years old. Many of them are murdered for the rest of the pedophiles that are feeding on them, black, white, old, young, you name it. And here's some examples of this. The German experiment that placed foster children with pedophiles, New Yorker magazine. Tens of thousands of children all over Germany by government psychiatrists working with the CIA, going back to the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, trying to place them with pedophiles to create a new family structure. that's what you're seeing everywhere with them saying, we're going to groom your children, we're going to get them. Here's another one. Germany investigates 30,000 suspects for pedophile network, BBC. The best reporting's in German. Afghan pedophiles get free pass from U.S. military report. Turns out, this is the New York Times, the CIA puts pedophiles in as mayors and town elders, and then because they don't want money, they want kids, and then control them. Military overlooks sexual abuse by Afghan allies. Investigation says, PBS, that's a whitewash. Afghan president orders probe of alleged pedophile ring. Remember when Putin, 15 years ago, quit shipping orphans here? He said they were being raped. They said that was a conspiracy. They were disappearing. Revealed CIA gave pedophile Afghan warlords Viagra so they could rape more boys more often. That's the New Yorker magazine. Secret CIA files say stabbers committed sex crimes involving children. Here's MSM. Viagra helps CIA friends in Afghanistan. That's not even the headline. It's pedophile rings. They say it in the article. CIA gave Afghan warlords Viagra in exchange for information on Taliban, but the story is to rape kids. CIA stabbers committed sex crimes on children. Exclusive. CIA whistleblower. CIA works with pedophiles. Retaliates against whistleblowers and put men in harm's way for frivolous shopping and banking activities. We're ruled by pedophiles because if you'll rape a child and you're into that, you'll do anything. That's like, okay, you pass the test, you're in the club. So let's get this straight. Epstein is the surface. The investigation's the surface. He's near the center of the web, but we've only penetrated a little bit, and look how horrible it already is. And we've got all the clips of CBS, NBC. They're all out there, CNN, defending Bill Clinton and all this. Look at these headlines. So that's what we're dealing with, ladies and gentlemen. You've got the big billionaire Hyatt Hotels executive chairman, Pritzker. Oh, what are the Pritzkers involved in? Funding the transgender movement. Starting to figure it out now? Starting to understand? Now, out of the huge group of documents put out, I wouldn't even call it a black book, because the court said that, it's not. It's investigations, it's police reports, it's more. Exhibit D looks like it's the biggest piece of this, but this is not underwhelming from what they claim is coming out, but it's really underwhelming when you realize the bigger picture. So Jason Burmes, great filmmaker, researcher in these areas, former InfoWars talk show host and filmmaker, is here with us to talk about the latest developments and then how he expects the fallout to unfold. And he'll be back, as I said, hosting the fourth hour. Of course, the biggest takeaway is room after room, closet after closet, cabinet after cabinet full of hard drives, DVRs, VHS, DVDs, saying photo shoots, video shoots. These people are coming to be part of this, part of the club as the initiation. Where is that? Where's Wiener's laptop? You know, that same stuff there. Of course, Chucky Schumer's involved. Of course, Uma Abedin, Hillary Clinton. It's always the same story. These are some very sick people. Hillary Clinton's first job out of law school was going to Arkansas to represent pedophiles exclusively that brutally kidnapped and raped children. Look it up. I've interviewed some of the women here on air who were like 11 years old when they were done raping them. They took a broomstick and rammed out their cervix and uterus, and they had to have it removed. They tortured the children. So, and understand, I'm just scratching the surface of what's admitted. Jimmy Savile, King Charles, Bill Gates. He doesn't just want to target children with Jeffrey Epstein. They want to target you with the deadly bio shots. So, Jason, let's first do the 35,000-foot view, how people are responding, what's coming out. Then let's drill into what we know so far. We're still processing, still going through and digesting all this. And then how you think the power source is going to strike back. That's a lot. We're going to skip two network breaks. We got a lot of time here. You'll be back fourth hour. Jason Burmes.
All right, before we even get there, Alex, because you led in with the Central Intelligence Agency and sexual abuse, I do want to remind people that during the MK Ultra program, there was a sub-program called Operation Midnight Climax, where the CIA on the West and East Coast, California and New York particularly, were running underage brothels, teenage girls, where they were drugging the Johns, taping them, and of course, back then, compromising people. So let's start there.
Yeah, that's the 50s and 60s.
That we have.
That's the 50s and 60s. Imagine how bad it is now.
Absolutely, Alex. Absolutely. So what are we really dealing with? Well, everybody out there can go right now to courtlistener.com, and they can check this out. Every one of these PDF files is downloadable. And And by the way, this is page 1 of 8. So anybody telling you that they've combed through this, again, this is page 1 of 8, folks. You see how many documents there are to go through. Meanwhile, the mainstream media...
Well, let me stop you, because we can't figure it out. When I say thousands, that's conservative, Jason. There's like, just per page, hundreds of documents. Was this 10,000, 20,000 documents?
It's a good question, Alex. This is
WikiLeaks level.
Yeah, this should be the rule and not the exception, right, Alex? We shouldn't have to go through years of litigation and lawfare to get these documents, some of which are still partially redacted. And I'll get to that in a minute, because there are people on the internet jumping on this and saying this redacted name is Bill Gates. I'm just going to say, Alex, remember what I said just a couple days ago. The vast majority of what is going to come out are names we've already heard. So they're trying to make a big deal about David Copperfield. David Copperfield was already known for years. In fact, there's a great...
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My Twitter, if people want to check it out. I don't know what I'm cyberbullying, reading the same documents that are now further unredacted that we're talking about today, Alex.
And so that's the big takeaway, and I'm going to shut up and let you keep going. We have the same old corporate media run by the intelligence agencies suppressing court documents all over the place right now. And okay, so these people are aiding and abetting child sex rings where they kill the children in many cases. I just showed you mainstream news admitting it, and then we try to expose it, and no, we can't. Keep going.
No, absolutely. And, you know, just shortly to that point, you know, you have John Kerouac. The guy that blew the whistle on the waterboarding, did prison time. He's actually on tape talking about assets in the Middle East where you would go get the assets, young boys, underage kids, for information. That's on the record. Anybody can check that out. I know you just went through a plethora of articles. The world is a very dark place. And like I said, this is a network. We haven't really expanded on the network, right? The names are still coming out. But when you look at MIT and you look at Stephen Hawking, for instance, that's been discussed, yet another one of the big headlines the media is going with is this underage orgy that somehow Stephen Hawking took part in. Now, the guy was in a wheelchair at that point, although if you look at his history, he certainly had different types of women around him, and who knows what he was capable of. I'll leave it at that. What's really interesting is they don't want you to get into the victim testimony and really some of the individuals that, again, have been on the record, but more is being unredacted, like Rodriguez. I believe it's Eduardo Rodriguez. This was a guy who was a bodyguard security. He was actually facilitating a lot of the payments, and his testimony is going to be key. People really need to get into that. But going back to Epstein himself and these networks, let's just take a look at not only this article here, because Elton John, his AIDS Foundation, Harvard University, you know, that is a hub for intelligentsia. And MIT, you've got to remember, even today, Boston Dynamics, Alex, this is DARPA stuff. Okay, so this is at the highest levels of the Pentagon as well. And if we've learned anything from these not-so-benevolent charity systems, it's a way to launder money. It's a way to have your influence felt. It's a way to be tax-free.
Yeah, I was about to bring up Bono used to give 0.07%. So 7% of 1%, that's 7% of 1%. Then he went up to 1%. That's why he's the One Foundation, is the joke. That's mainstream headlines. Type in head of U2. Gives less than 1%, and later now he gives 1%. So he goes and does Africa fundraisers, billions of dollars around the world for Africans, and then keeps 99% of the money. He's all tied in with them too.
And he's actually on the list. I mean, the list. He's one of the people that was in the black book of associates, Alex. This is the big club. You know, we can talk about even Ghislaine Maxwell's family's current connections to things like the World Economic Forum. So, you know, Epstein in himself, a notorious pedophile. And another thing, you know, so what does he get out of it, right? Well, he actually had a cabin, everybody. He had a cabin at one of these camps for kids, these art schools for kids. You know, Epstein was very reciprocal on these type of things.
Well, he used to run a school with Bill Barr's dad. He used to run a school with Bill Barr's dad.
You know, you talk about Bill Barr's connection. We scraped the surface there as well, because when you look at this network and you look at Bill Clinton in particular, you know, one of the things that I may go over later in that fourth hour, I intend on showing actually yet another model sex ring that we didn't get to talk about yesterday in Claude Hadid.
and how they would run girls in the 80s that were 13, 14, 15 years old overseas away from their families in this dormitory situation and then pawn them off on high-level billionaires.
And people need to know, everybody wants to get their kids involved in pageants, particularly fashion. Look at how one son committed suicide of the big globalist fortune, but Anderson Cooper was placed as a male model at like age 7. So these families knowingly put their children into this. This is beyond satanic. So anybody, fashion industry is even worse than Hollywood. It's the plague. Stay away from it. Don't go there. It's where dreams are destroyed.
Man, when you said Hollywood, I hope people caught your interview actually with Jimmy Dore that just sparked this memory. You know, briefly, you brought up Bill Maher talking about an actress named Bella Thorne. Well, Bella Thorne, she came up from these Disney shows, and she's on the record saying she was being raped in that industry from the age of 6 years old to 14. 8 years, Alex. And nobody around her did anything. People wonder how these things are possible. Well, unfortunately, you're dealing with sociopaths, psychopaths, and people that really are only concerned with their bottom dollar, right? Their end. They're willing to pay.
Remember the little girl that was in Poltergeist? She reportedly got raped, and in her autopsy, she had a ruptured rectum. So she was raped to death, reportedly.
I know what you speak, and again, you know, I've actually reported on that as well. There's some controversy surrounding that, but there's no controversy that Hollywood.
Well, I mean, look at how Disney will rehire convicted pedophiles.
I mean, there are names out there in the Disney and Nickelodeon verse. I'll just say right now that have some very dark allegations against them, and. You know, this is the thing, Alex. You know, I've got two teenage girls living with me. My nieces live with me. They're 13 and 14 now. And, you know, they've been at that age where they aggrandize this type of entertainment and want to do this and that. And they don't understand the darker side.
It's a spider's web. It's a weapon system.
It is. And, you know, you've constantly got to address what is reality with your children, what's actually going on behind the scenes with these celebritards, as I call them. Some of them are just victims of the system, right? I mean, when you're in that system at 6 years old, like, say, a Bella Thorne, and you don't know anything else, and then all of a sudden this is tapping into you throughout your early teenage years, how do you get out of that system? It's been normalized around you, and at the same time, you have all the money you could want. You have servants.
It's a giant dehumanization. Turn humans into a commodity cult. They've got to first get the cult to turn us into commodities and have no soul. Then they can project that disease onto everybody else as a weapon system. Just like universities are cults, now to be projected as weapon systems. Just like communists take over a country, then they go into the exploitation phase to use the country to take over the next country. And so it's that simple. So I want to come back more in the documents. I want to drill into how you think they're going to respond and what's coming next because, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this is a lot bigger than Epstein. He was just a maitre d' or an organizer for Mossad, MI6, CIA. They're all the same at the top. And people say, oh, why are you covering up with this group? At the top, it's all the same group, folks, okay? I got stacks of CIA, stacks of MI6, stacks of Mossad. It's all the same thing at the top. And you talked about MKUltra, Dr. Ewing Cameron on record. There's like PBS documentaries and Discovery Channel documentaries. Had over 10,000 kidnapped children, foster children in government facilities with electroshock and drugs erasing their minds, trying to create sex slaves and assassins. That's Discovery Channel. That's declassified. That was declassified in Congress. So, and he didn't go to jail. And the guy that worked for him was another doctor. It was Ewing Cameron was the main guy. Jolyon West was his aide-de-camp. He was the doctor to Tim McVeigh and a bunch of other key people. I mean, you can't make this up. It's MK Ultra externalized. Stay with us.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. the Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Stories that are breaking are diversions. And when they are, I don't cover them. But this Epstein thing is like the string on the sweater that can pull the whole thing down. That's what Jason Burmes has made films on. That's why we've covered it ad nauseum. We've done so many reports. We really study this. And the globalists admit this. Zbigniew Brzezinski, when I was about 8 years old, my dad was reading the Zbigniew Brzezinski book. And I said, Dad, what's that book about? Because I could already read real good then, but I wouldn't read those books yet until a few years later. About 10 or 11, I started reading them. I was reading Nietzsche when I was 10. Didn't really understand it. Understood it later. And he said, oh, well, the government controls the criminal groups, they say, because that lets them have control over everything. So that's their excuse, but really they're really bad. And the government is involved in trafficking of children and things, and so that's why you've got to be careful. You know, if anybody ever tries to get you in a car or anybody ever tries to, you know, convince you to do things with them. And my dad told me about all this because he was a very learned man, and he knew things. And I didn't know at the time that my uncle, my mother's brother, good friends with my dad, was high level in Iran-Contra, building airfields and logistics. He wasn't like a commando or something, though. He'd done a lot of stuff in Vietnam and the covert operations there. It was super, had like multiple Silver Stars and a bunch of others. He was like a hero at landing zones and all that. He didn't talk until he died. We were like opening up all these medals. It was ridiculous. And he told my dad about all this off record. And then when my uncle was dying, he told me about it all. That was 9 years ago now. So, and that was the last straw for him because he was involved in logistics, communication systems. They were still using Morse code to the White House, the Pentagon, because nobody could break it. And when he was a kid, he'd won the national contest. He was the youngest ham radio operator ever. I'm bragging about my uncle. He's so awesome. Looked like Popeye. And he left his LSU linebacker job to go join in Vietnam, you know, whole nine yards, Captain America type guy. And he wasn't involved in it, but he knew they were smuggling little kids out of orphanages in Guatemala, and they didn't know where they were going. And he said that was the line in the sand for him to leave and not be part of it. And back then, imagine, I'm getting told this 9 years ago, all this open human smuggling of kids out of Latin America wasn't public then. And I knew he wasn't a liar, but it was still wild. He's like, you got to stop them. They're killing the kids. They're shipping them out. I saw it. You know, when he's literally dying of pneumonia. And he mentioned some of the few years before that, before he died, but wouldn't get into it. He's like, this stuff about child trafficking, he goes, you know, they use fine art. They use drugs. They use it as an underground currency. It's the money laundering. They'll sell a penny for $50 million, but really it's a payment to somebody for something they did. And now we all know that. So that's why I had a leg up in all this. I'm going off down a rabbit trail here. But Jason, how is this power structure going to respond to this? Because in the days that come, we'll get more. We'll dig into it deeper. There's already a bunch of bombshells here we'll get to. The fourth hour, you come back, you're going to do that. But how are they going to deal with it when the corporate media that already is hated has denied this and ridiculed people, and now it has just exploded? I mean, everything we're putting out on X is getting 5 million views right now on this subject. And it's not just us. It's top trend, hundreds of millions of views. I looked at today. It was like all these new videos of people and old videos and analysis and stories and all the stuff we know, but other people haven't researched. I wish they knew. There's this crash course happening right now, and there's like hundreds of millions of views an hour of people finding the truth. What is the power structure going to do, Jason? I'm really concerned.
Well, I think they're going to focus in kind of on the tropes that are already out there. Let's take Bill Clinton, for instance. You know, they're going to focus in that all these things are unfounded and everybody knew about Bill Clinton and Jeffrey Epstein. What most people don't understand is that he was highly involved. You know, we were talking about these different foundations. Well, the Clinton Global Initiative is, in fact, Jeffrey Epstein. That is key, folks. You know, he was visiting the White House. We have that on record. And this information has kind of trickled out into the public over the last several years. That article is actually from 2019. I am seeing just a couple articles focusing in on that claim, but it's not just a claim. You know, that was written up by Dershowitz and one of his other lawyers that, in fact, yes, he was integral in that. Now, let's talk about Bill Clinton. You know, you brought up Iran-Contra, and that is so key to understand. Where did Bill Clinton come from? He came from Mena, Arkansas, one of the hubs for the activity.
Where did Bill Barr come from? Iran-Contra.
That's right. In fact, Bill Barr is named as a guy named Robert Johnson and one of the pilots that was flying in from South America and then dropping off drugs and money in Mena, Arkansas. Again, these are his words, not mine. Anybody can look this up. They can watch the book. There were reviews in the Washington Post, Washington Times, New York Times, you name it. And, of course, Barr denied this But the incident that we're talking about in Mena, Arkansas, was a payoff. We had sheriffs come forward during that period and say that Bill Clinton was coming up into that small little airport and getting suitcases full of money while the cocaine was coming in. Bill Clinton's brother, we actually document this in Invisible Empire, the film that Alex produced well over a decade ago now, got picked up for dealing cocaine. And one of the quotations that he was on tape saying is, got to get some for my brother. He's got a nose like a vacuum cleaner. Again, this is all public stuff, just like it was public that Jennifer Flowers came forward well before he was president and said she was riding around Bill Clinton doing cocaine all the time. So there was actually a Hollywood movie, Alex. I know people like movies out there. Tom Cruise, American Made. There are two just quick points, highly fictionalized. However, the guy that actually made the film was the son of one of the prosecutors in Iran-Contra. He didn't want to call it American Made. The working title was Mena, Arkansas. Bill Clinton just has a slight role where he basically calls in to all these different agencies, FBI, this is a fictitious part, the police, and gets Barry Seal, the known cocaine smuggler, off, although a lot of that, again, derived from reality. And then the last part of the film, right before the credits, they show an archived news piece of footage where they ask George H.W. Bush about his role in Iran-Contra, and he walks off uncomfortably. Even Lee Hamilton, after the fact, one of the whitewashers in not only Iran-Contra, but 9/11. We're talking networks here, Alex. I mean, he was head of that commission as well. Came out and said that Bush knew much more than he alluded to in the hearings and these trials. This is the network. And, you know, we talk about what was going on in Iran-Contra. Arms dealing and drug dealing were two of the key things. You know, we talked about briefly Prince Andrew. This is what they want you to stay away from, right? They want you to talk about...
Yeah, I got to Prince Andrew going into Epstein's palace. They now, in the documents, he's in orgies with, like, 13-year-old girls.
Absolutely. And what I was trying to explain yesterday is one of the reasons that they like this guy to be so compromised is what? He is their arms dealer. You know, they want you to focus on the kooky hats and the regalia, etc. But when you look at this, you know, he's got deals with Libyan gun runners. It's not a secret.
Let's be clear. The kids are about the compromise and like ordering a pizza. They're just involved orbiting, but it's gun running, art running, money laundering, just every crime you can imagine they're doing.
Well, let me just read this, and this is from a piece trying to defend him. Arms and weapons were a particular area of interest for the prince. Wherever he went, arms deals would seem to follow. In 2009-2010, he made a series of trips to Yemen, which were immediately followed by arms sales. I mean, this, again, is out in the open.
So they're totally anxious. So let me move to this. Again, I'm going to go back to this. What are they going to do about Trump? What are they going to do with all this out? The fact that the documents are like, Trump never around the kids. One time he's at a public event, the girl said, you know, never asked her out, never touched her, you know, any of this. We already know. Trump told investigators 2009 everything he knew. They said it was very helpful. I mean, we have the lawyers, the victims saying no.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you
have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Infowars.com. If you go to the Real Alex Jones on X, formerly Twitter, I put a tweet out today, a post out today that has the link right there to go get it, and that will fund this operation. It's a big deal. We take on Epstein Island. We take on Bill Gates. We take on the New World Order. We take on San Francisco and Gavin Newsom, the surprise guest, Joe Rogan, and Tucker Carlson, and Bill Gates and Hillary Clinton flying a broom. Go to Real Alex Jones. Scroll down to this morning. New World Order Wars is now available on Steam. This is a big deal for the InfoWar. The system fought hard to keep the game off Steam, but failed, and now millions will play it. The woke mob no longer controls the culture. Please check it out. If you scroll down or just click right there, click the link, it takes you to the Steam page. Now, folks, a third of this goes to Steam. The other part goes to, another third goes to the developers. We get a third. Bigger games on there can make $20, $30 million a year. This could literally energize this whole operation. It's a fun game. It's like an audiobook. There's a recordings of me, depending on what you do, talking about the New World Order. There's no video game like this. And if this is successful, which it already is on the website, it already brought in a few hundred thousand dollars. But that was the cost to develop it. A lot of people had to work to build this. This could make tens of millions of dollars. It'll piss off the system. It will totally upset them. So I want to play a few minutes and go back to Jason Burmes. We recorded us a few weeks ago playing the game, so I'm not the best at playing it. Only played it like 20 times. My family loves it. Everybody loves it. I'm so busy, I'm not playing a lot. But here we are playing the game at the Epstein Island level, where we take on Bill Clinton, the rapist. We take on Hillary Clinton. Roll it with audio right now. Here it is.
I think we can all agree that this new video game from Alex Jones looks fantastic.
God, this is so well made.
This is absolutely genius. I went online and bought it and played it, and it's fun as hell.
That's crazy.
The game is amazing.
You can purchase the game right here on AlexJonesGame.com.
AlexJonesGame.com.
Just in time for Christmas, it's the Alex Jones video game. I can't believe how hilarious and fun this looks.
I did not have sexual relations with that saxophone.
I'm definitely going to play it. I'm going to buy it.
Check the game out. It's epic. It's conversation starter. It's definitely funny as hell.
Defeat big tech cucks.
No way.
Oh, I destroyed him. I beat him.
I thought you did computers, Liptard.
Is it too late for an entry into Jeff Keighley's Game Awards?
I'm buying the game.
Game of the year? Clearly. I mean, clearly.
Jeffrey Epstein may be dead, but his island is still ripe and full of pedophiles and satanic child sacrifice. Babies are being kidnapped and are being turned into a stew for the globalist elites to eat so they can live forever. The Crooked Witch of the West Wing is leading the charge, and I am going to get between her and those poor babies. They will not be turned into stew, not on my watch. Ready. Go. Save the baby. Machine gun. So these levels are all big and long and have hidden things and everything else. And there's two bosses. Later levels, even more than two bosses. But the point is, go to AlexJonesGame.com, where you had to play it only on that platform before. Now it's on Steam for all your devices. This is a huge victory. And if we'd have been on Steam when it first came out, it would have brought in $20 million, and I would put 95% of it in this operation. The rest is for my family. But I'm not doing this for money. I'm doing it to win. They do not want anti-globalist culture to be popular, but it's okay. This thing exploded when it was first released a month ago. And it got so much attention, but most people don't want to go to a website to play, and download a video game. But Steam, it will. Let's make it number one on Steam. They're already saying, it's going to win the Game of the Year award. It's already won a bunch of awards. Skip ahead to the end where we take on Bill Clinton. We take on Hillary flying around. We save the babies. This is where the fight is. Hollywood doesn't want us doing things like this. Hollywood doesn't want us making movies and video games. We're going to make more. Don't worry. It's already a success. I want to make it a rip, roaring success. Go to AlexJonesGame.com. AlexJonesGame.com. Let's play some audio right here.
The lottery is rigged. I did not have sexual relations with that saxophone.
I mean, they do not like this, but hey, it's perfect timing that the game got approved. Wow. A few weeks ago, and is now live yesterday. Skip ahead now. There's a lot between this. Skip ahead to Hillary, because it's like 15 minutes per level or longer, even if you're good at the game. So, oh yeah, play this.
I came, I saw you die.
Ladies and gentlemen, how can you not go to AlexJonesGame.com, click right through to Steam, AlexJonesGame.com, and get this game? I mean, and this will fund the InfoWar. This is so exciting. And I'll hire a bunch of reporters. Maybe I'll hire Burmese back. I mean, we want to expand in 2024, 10 months off the election. Jason, you're going to be back at 2 p.m. today, a full hour. I won't be there. You'll be able to cover everything, get to all the documents and more. The big takeaway is we're putting major pressure on the FBI, the Justice Department, for sure we're making friends, saying where are the DVDs, where are the hard drives that we know you have, where are the VHS tapes. But in the few minutes till we go to break, what else do you want to add and talk about, and what are you going to be covering come up in an hour?
Well, I'm going to be covering more on the Bill Clinton relationship, not just the Clinton Initiative, but the relationship that he had with Ghislaine Maxwell. Now, again, mainstream articles that he was having dinners with Maxwell all the way up until 2014. On top of that, Alex, there are also reports that they had a sexual relationship. That would be Maxwell and Clinton. The headline that is getting the most traction today is Jeffrey Epstein discussing how Bill Clinton liked them young. But, I mean, that's kind of like the pot calling the kettle black when it comes to Epstein. Again, Alex, the main emphasis needs to be, and it's so great that, you know, some of these videos have gone viral, that the one location that we know that they investigated, the New York location, had hard drives, burned DVDs, and binders full of material, including photographs that have never been made to the public. Another thing that I'm going to be discussing is how Epstein actually used the laws in certain states to evade any type of prosecution or even investigation. People wonder how he got that loophole in Arizona, and I believe it's because the age of consent was either 15 or 16 at the time. In fact, Epstein's crimes, and this was highly underreported, but we're going to show you the articles that confirm it, were not crimes officially in 30-plus states until you trafficked these young girls into other states. So, you know, he was doing this around the country and around the globe. You know, we talk about Prince Andrew. We're not only going to get into the arms dealing, but we're going to show you the high society that he was also able to connect with, including in Hollywood. We're going to talk about the relationship to Weinstein. You know, Bradley Edwards is out there in the public after some of these early court cases, in which one of them, before Epstein was arrested, he settled at the last minute because it was actually going to go to court. He talked about this network. He talked about Weinstein and Epstein. You know, one of the underreported things that Weinstein was doing is he was using a privatized intelligentsia that was kind of outward at the time. It was called Black Cube. Many former Mossad and IDF members to basically investigate and harass many of his victims. At least that's what we publicly know. And that's why this is so important, Alex, right? Weinstein was brought to justice. That was a huge win. I remember I was on my way to D.C. In fact, I think it was when you were holding your event. I was going to an Action for Assange event. You'd actually held a free speech event a few days later. And being in my car and hearing that he actually got sentenced to decades in prison. Yeah, Alex, I cried out with joy because that's what we need to do. You know, that guy thought he was above the law. Epstein thought he was above the law. Ghislaine Maxwell thought he was above the law. She was above the law. Nygaard, all of these.
Jason, stand up. We're going to do five more minutes ahead of these guys joining us that are involved quarterbacking, getting the military to stand up and go against the Pentagon criminals that are waging war against the military and our country and our border with the poison shots. We got big news on that. We'll give you five more minutes because you're starting to get into it. How are they going to respond? I know I sound like a parrot or a broken record, but man, the New World Order is in a lot of trouble right now. Power outages, cyber attacks, mass shootings, terror attacks, new Oklahoma cities. I think we're about to see it all. We'll talk to Jason Burmese about that. We come back in 2 minutes. Stay with us, InfoWars.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.